Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we hear about the incredible war between the four kings and the five kings. For 12 years, the five kings from Eretz Canaan and elsewhere served the four kings from the north. But eventually, those five kings from the south, from Eretz Canaan, rebelled and succeeded in being independent from the five kings of the north. And the five kings, of course, were unhappy about this independence. And with their incredible power and military might, the five kings defeated all of the surrounding nations in an incredible campaign, the nations surrounding Eretz Canaan and within Eretz Canaan. And eventually they set their sights on the four kings and defeated them as well. And in that last battle, the five kings are defeated, including Sdom. Sdom gets defeated, and Lot was in Sdom, and he gets captured. And after Lot is captured, the Torah tells us that someone escaped the battle and told Avraham that Lot was captured. And not just any escaped soldier. The Torah says in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayavo hapalit, Vayaged li Avram ha'ivri. The person who escaped came and told Avraham that his nephew Lot had been captured. The Torah didn't say Vayavo palit, an escaped person came, but Vayavo ha'palit. That is what we call a hey ha'idiyah. It means the escaped person, the well-known person, the specific person came. And who is that person? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash, which says that it was none other than the evil King Og of Bashan, Melech Og. And Rashi says that Og's intentions in telling Avraham about Lot's capture were not pure at all. Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says that Og told Avraham about Lot's capture so that Avraham would wage war against the kings and that Avraham would be killed, so that Og himself would be able to marry the beautiful Sarah. That is the messenger. That's the escaped soldier who told Avraham about Lot, according to the Medrash that Rashi quotes. What's interesting, however, is that another Medrash says something quite different. This second Medrash, it's found in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and Perek of Zion, also says Vayavo HaPalit, refers to a specific well-known escapee, but a very different Palit. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says it was not Og, but the angel Michael who came and told Avraham about Lot's capture. It's incredible. Two Midrashim who say almost opposite things. What are these Midrashim trying to tell us? Was it the evil King Og who told Avraham with his nefarious intentions? Or was it the polar opposite, the holy angel Michael, who told Avraham about Lot's capture? What's the message here? This question is asked by the Oznaim LaTorah of Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966, and he says the following most beautiful explanation. The Oznaim LaTorah says that this is one of many, many examples in Tanakh and in life where what you see is not necessarily what you get. All we know is one thing. All we know is that this palit, vayavoa palit, this palit facilitated the rescue of Lot. This palit was the vehicle through which Hashem brought about a major miracle for Avram Avinu, a test that Avram passed, and the rescue of Lot. This person, this messenger, this vehicle could have been the evil Og with evil, selfish intentions, or it could have been the holy angel Michael. We don't know, and neither did Avraham. But Avraham didn't care. Says Avraham, my nephew's in trouble, I will go save him. That's it. Rav Zalman Saratskin says that this is a critical lesson in being dan l'kaf schus, in judging people favorably. Hashem did not second guess or doubt the messenger's intentions, didn't care who he was, what his intentions were. He just assumed the best and he acted. And not only that, but perhaps one can suggest that it goes even further. Not only did Avram trust the messenger, he trusted Hashem. Avram was told that his nephew needed help, and he just acted because he believed in Hashem. Hashem's salvation and Hashem's tests come from any source, from all sources. If Avram has to be told about his nephew, if Avram has to be tested by fighting the five kings, I'm sorry, the four kings, etc., etc., if all that is needed, then it doesn't matter who the messenger is. It's the kind of thing that we see elsewhere in the Torah. Take a look in Parshas Vayeshev and Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin regarding Yosef and his brothers. Yosef is told by his father Yaakov to see how his brothers are doing. Yosef gets lost, and he can't find his brothers. So what does the Torah say? Look in Bereishis Lamed Zayin Pasuk Tesvav. Vayimtza Eyuish. A man found Yosef when Yosef was lost in the field. Who's that man? Who's that Ish? Doesn't matter, according to the Pashup Shad. It's just a man. It's just a person. Hashem needed Yosef to find his brothers, and that's all that matters. Hashem arranges it in whatever way is best. It doesn't matter. It's just an Ish, a man. And Hashem takes care of the rest. And the same is true here with Avram in many places in Tanakh. It doesn't matter to Avram whether the messenger is Og or Michael, Lahavdil. When Hashem sends messengers, it should not and does not matter to us who that messenger is. They are a vehicle for Hashem's message, and we must take it as such. Have an amazing day, everyone.